Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Today is another great day, guys. We got a lot of things that we need to talk about. One of the main things that we are going to talk about is our special guest that we're going to have on today, Mr. Arkevious Armstrong. He is a motivational speaker, and he is also the CEO of Step Up 2 mentoring program. Very interesting things that they are doing in the community, and I think that you guys are going to really, really be excited to hear the things that they're doing. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some trickery that's going on. I don't think you guys really understand about chemical breakdown with the body and the things that we eat and how they are so unhealthy. But we have been taught to go along with what is the norm. And a lot of the things that we put in our body are not good for us, guys. And I want to express a little bit about why it's a little urgency right now that we need to educate ourselves on what we are putting in our body. Also, I am going to play a clip today, and it's going to address a little bit about religion. And I think you guys are going to really be able to get along with what I'm trying to get across to you. Number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to talk a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival, guys. We still need your help. I don't think the average person knows how much it takes to put on these festivals, and I am going to get on my soapbox a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about some things that I know that isn't happening, that should be happening. And it's just a really, really touchy situation that we have to address. You know, some things that I need to get out there that people have the perception of that is really not the truth when it comes to the things that we do for the community. Number calls 347-945-7405. We're also going to be talking to you right here, right now. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Beautiful, beautiful voice to live.
I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. Vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
On November the 8th, 2016, exercise your right to vote. This message is paid for by Friends to Elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here, your job, that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve. But I got trees. We can cruise to the beach. If you in the mules, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angel. Be on my let me, I won't harm her. We can grow closer, get stronger. I just wanna know when you're ready. Come on, let's go. If you're ready, we can go where there is so much that we can share. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I see you still kinda iffy about it. Well, it's like this. I can be the reason why you're staring at the clock. I can be the reason why you're looking at your watch. I can be the reason why you're looking forward, rock. I can be the reason why you're pulling off the dock.
I'll be your night angel, king number. If you let me, I won't harm you. We can roll.
Now, I don't see that shit happening. But, we
you gonna still do us anyway? You ready? Let's get up out of here.
Get out of here.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I can't express enough how much help we are needing for the Independent Artist Festival. I told you last week that we're going to have to push the show back. It was going to be July 23rd at the Gastonia Pavilion, outside Gastonia Pavilion in Gastonia, North Carolina, but it is going to be in September. Later this week, on either tomorrow or Thursday show, I will tomorrow Thursday show, I think I will be letting you know the time and the date, the new date that the festival will be in Gastonia, but we will have the 4th annual Independent Artist Festival. And guys, we need the help. I need all the donations I can get. I'm doing this by myself, as I do all the time, but this time it's a little different because we have lots of acts. We got lots of great local entertainment. You guys are going to be very surprised with the caliber of entertainment that you're going to be exposed to with the young people. And I need the help. You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I need the help. So, you know, some of you out there, you have been very, very generous, and you have helped us tremendously, and I thank you for it. My faithful listeners, I thank you for it, because I know you guys back this show up 110%. Now, speaking of that, I'm going to go ahead and drop these bombshells on you. In just over a month, we will be on 100.7 FM. That's in the local Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina area. But don't worry, guys. All my people who join in at 5:30 from Chicago, Philly, Little Rock, and Atlanta, you guys, we will still be streaming the show, too. So it will actually be to your benefit. And all the rest of the affiliate stations, thank you guys for giving me the chance to express myself. Now, not only are we going to be on 100.7 FM, we're going to be picked up also on Real Brother Network, which is based out of Los Angeles. They are going to have a slot for our show also. So you guys, I'm going to be giving you more information about that. There's so much that we got going on that's positive. And I want you guys to really, truly know that I love you guys from the bottom of my heart for helping me out, but I still need the help. I still need help. Now, I'm calling out some of those people who say that they support the show. I need your help, too. Which gets me on a little tangent. I'm going to go on a little tangent before I bring my first guest on. But I can't stand to see how we treat one another, especially in the black community. You know, everybody's all in an uproar over Jesse Williams, what he said at the BET Awards. Jesse Williams was right on point. He was right on point. But why are you clapping about it now? These are things that we've known for the last 100 years, and we just too scared to say up. We're too scared to step up for it. Jesse Williams has not said anything that we should not be doing right now within our communities. We continue to have crab in the bucket mentality. I don't understand that mentality. We continue to have that mentality. We don't want the next person to get more than what we have, or we don't want to help the next person shine more than we're shining right now. It's not all about that. It's about the bigger picture. Why are you wanting to shine? Why are you wanting your cause? Why are you wanting to help? Once you figure those things out, then you will know that it's within your heart that you are born to be a serviceman. And I'm not talking about military. Come on, y'all. Don't play me like that. I see you guys in the chat room, and I hear you. And I know that I'm right. I know that we have not done our part as young black men and women in our community. We have not done our part. We have not done our part. We have those so-called community leaders who are out there who lead our people astray. Don't get me to talking, because I will call you out on this show. And I want to call some names, but I'm going to be kosher. I want to call some names, because we got some right now that are in our community, that has been in our community, who only thing they care about is TV time. It's not all about that. It's not all about that. We got to get to the next level. And if we don't get to the next level, if we don't learn a little knowledge and discipline, then I'm telling you, we are in for a rude awakening, and we are ruining our children's future. Number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you my first guest, Mr. Arkevious Armstrong. You guys are in for a little treat. Well, I ain't going to say little, a big treat. I promise you, you guys are live in the day with Jay.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
All night and go.
To the show. That's just what I needed before we come back to the break. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Step Up to Leadership Mentoring Program. I want you guys to remember that. I want you to write it down. I want you to take really good notes. And I want you to sit back and enjoy what I'm getting ready to give you. My first guest, this brother, man, I know him for a very long time. We from the same neighborhood, so you know the mentality's coming at you double time. I'm really happy to expose you to him. And without further ado, I want to bring him on the show. Guys, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay, my friend, my brother, Arkevious Armstrong. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I can hear you fine. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show.
Man, no problem, man.
I'm excited for what I'm seeing. I'm aggravated from some of the communities. lack of enthusiasm. I need that enthusiasm to be a little bit more excitable. But we'll talk about that. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Oh, man, thank you first and foremost, James, man. I really do appreciate you for reaching out to me to come on the show. Anytime I can have the opportunity to let my voice be heard, to hopefully it can inspire someone, I try to jump on it as much as I possibly can. But, you know, again, man, we started a program out here in Charlotte, North Carolina, man, Step Up to Leadership. And it started out with just inspiring people, motivating people to get involved. You know what I mean? So our whole slogan was to tell people to step up. And truthfully, the acronym of Step Up is Success Through Education, Providing a Universal Platform. And you know what I mean? So we turned that slogan into a fashion where people can wear it and feel proud about themselves. But at the same time, in order to make a difference or change, you have to step up. So we were just pretty much, you know what I mean, screaming out to the top of our lungs day in and day out, advertising, telling people, look, in order to see your community change, you have to step up. In order to see the school change, you have to step up. In order to see in these youth change in these communities and get them to more focus on education and be entrepreneurs or to excel, you know what I mean, not only in the community but around their peers, you have to step up. So it took off from there, man. We pretty much use the foundation that we always use when we deal with not just with youth but with young adults. You know what I mean? We just use the foundation that we use with them, and we broke it down into a curriculum. And with the curriculum, man, like I said, we just really focus on a lot of the decision-making skills, education, self-values, leadership, which is one of the most important ones for me, is definitely leadership. And drug awareness, gang prevention, respect for others, man, character building, self-development. I mean, the list can go on and on, man. We're trying to help people change their mentality, the way they think. You know what I mean? And once, I always tell people, the moment you change the way you think, you can change your life. So that's what we've done, man. Like I said, and it's been taking off, and it's been very successful. You know what I mean? I heard you say it in the beginning of the show, you know what I mean, the lack of support from the community, man. You know what I mean? So it goes deeper. It goes way deeper than 3 years for me starting this. So, you know what I mean? We got a lot of work to do.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I commend you guys for the mileage that you have shown thus far, because you're definitely being talked about in the community in a good way. People are excited. I'm excited, and I can't wait to see where this is going to bring the level of consciousness, not only in the Black community, but all communities. I can't wait to see the level of consciousness that this is going to raise. Let's talk a second. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 with you 100% of the time. Let's talk about the Black community a second.
Absolutely.
What do we need to do to get the level of motivation higher than what we're seeing right now?
Oh, man. Like I said, man, we got a lot of work to do. You're looking at generations over generations over generations. And, you know, it's going to take work. It's going to take togetherness, man, the mindset of wanting to see it done. A lot of people may root, but a lot of people don't want to get to work. So what I'm saying is that is you're going to have a lot of cheerleaders, but you're not going to have a lot of people willing to get in the game. And, you know, and we're dealing with a situation in our communities, not only just in the communities, in society, period, that we need people in the game. We don't need you cheering. We need you to roll your sleeves up, lace your shoes up, and get in the game. And I know I was listening to listen to you earlier when you was talking. You have a lot of people who that's in the game but not in the game.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You got a lot of people that look like they're ready, but they're not ready. So you have to learn how to weed. You got to weed and seed. You got to weed out the ones, and I think how can you weed out the ones that's perpetrating? that means you have to be serious about what you're doing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And if you're serious and you're real about what you're doing, push out there, it will expose the fake ones. You know,
that's right.
That's right.
So,
you know,
it brings me to something that I used to always hear Dr. King say. Dr. King would always talk about how he knows when he's speaking to his people, whether it's in the church congregation or not, he knows that there is an infiltrator sitting in the audience. And
yeah.
he always stated how he was able to almost be able to pinpoint the infiltrator. And he thought it was kind of amazing that the infiltrator was paying more attention to him than the people he was there to service.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was profound. And, you know, I had posted something on Facebook earlier just to get a reaction, and I think it flew over a lot of people's head. But going back to what people say, Charlemagne the God, he said something very, very interesting. He said that in our communities, we're so quick to buy the latest Jordan, the latest Beyonce wear, the latest Jay-Z wear, and we spend tons of money on it. But when we got a brother or sister that's right next door to us that's trying to start something positive in the community or is, we tend to turn our back and not even want to help them get to the next level. And it's profound that we think like that.
Right.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, that is the way a lot of our young people think now. So I'm glad that you have brought forth I'm not going to say a program. You have brought forth a formula that is going to be exposed to our young people and perfected by our young people. And so that you're going to have an instrumental hand in being a very good safe haven for our kids. Tell the listeners how they can become involved with your program.
I definitely can, but let me backtrack a little bit, because I want to mention Dr. King with you, which is a very important figure to me. Not only just what he done, but what he stood for. You know what I mean? We don't have true leaders no more. We don't have those Martin Luther Kings, those Malcolm X's. We don't have these strong black men like we did in the community who really got on the forefront and really stood by what they talked about.
Don't get me talking about that.
So that goes back to what I say. When you put a real person beside a fake person, you will be exposed. They will be exposure. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? We have to be serious. We got to be very, very, as I would say, you know what I mean, very careful, because, again, yeah, you will have those who infiltrate against you, and it'll be the ones that are close to you. You know what I mean? Then you will have the people that, you know what I mean, support you, that's not even people that you don't even know. You know what I mean? You have people that, you know what I mean, and it's so much that you said that, you know what I mean, is pretty much the main reason why our culture is so close-minded, is so simple-minded, and we shut out, we attempt to shut out what's growth. So, for instance, you know what I mean, for an individual like yourself to start a company, you know what I mean, we will shut that out, because as long as you're doing better than them, they're not going to support it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Again, I'm far from racist, but they will go to the Asian store, or they go to the Caucasian store, or they go to the Arab store and support them like they're doing something great, but won't spend a dime on their own culture. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? And I'm not like this just behind closed doors. I'm like this for real. You know what I mean?
Right.
I speak about this seriously and with conviction. You know, I was telling a young man, you know what I mean, just because you don't know about that person, you need to support that person. I said, because what that support does, it builds that man's confidence. You know what I mean? It makes him feel like he can achieve something. But, yeah, we have a long way to go, man. You know what I mean? Even with my program, it's a formula. We created a clothing line for the youth, for all races, all ages, and all genders, and all backgrounds, to take and support them and let them have something they can feel proud about, you know what I mean? And the whole program that we focus on is very diverse, you know what I mean? And I think Martin Luther King said it best, you know what I mean? He stood for that. He stood for togetherness, man. He didn't really stand for just black people. Martin
right.
Luther King stood for all people. You know what I mean? And I
right.
think that's one of the things that that's making Step Up to Leadership so effective, because we do focus on blacks. We do focus on whites. We do focus on Latinos. We do focus on, I don't care what your background is, that, I mean, everything that we teach and everything that we lay out in front of you, it can help everybody and anybody. So, you know what I mean, it's one of the things that I got to take my hat off to a lot of people that support. And I got to really say, the black community have supported me thus far.
Yes.
But again, you know what I mean, but again, you still have the ones that rather sit back and see how far will he really go with this. You know what
exactly.
I mean, you got those ones, you know what I mean, they want to see how far will he really go with this. And here's the key to that. I don't pay attention to those who want to see how far I go. I look at myself and see and encourage myself every day and push myself every single day to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep thrusting myself forward. Because there's so many people, as these youth that's white and black and Latino, or these adults that's white or black and Latino, is looking for somebody that can be the voice of the minority. You know what I mean? Even though I don't say I'm the minority as if though I'm being loose-lipped with it, but you know what I mean? I came from that era to where it was blacks, you know what I mean, beating
mm-hmm.
blacks, or it was you looked upon wrong because you was black. I did come from that era, but I knew for a fact, in order to bring that hatred and that racism together, that I need to create something. God had to create me something to create to bring it together, you know. And at the end of the day, man, I just say, man, like people like yourself, using what you have as a voice to be a platform. You know what I mean? Don't think it's not being listened to or heard because people ain't reaction. Those people that's not reacting to what you're saying because they deaf. But trust
yes.
and believe me, the ones that hear you is the ones that hear you clearly, and it's landing on an open mind, man. So I mean, it's gonna be those who don't want to support. You're gonna have many of those.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I mean? You know, we just put up a GoFundMe account for $25,000, right? And guess
mm-hmm.
what? We're gonna raise that $25,000.
That's right.
It's gonna be a lot of people that's not gonna believe that it can be raised.
Exactly.
But guess what though? If I tend to focus on what people think or feel, then I give up.
That's right.
I give up. So you know what I mean? Because the power of energy is very, trust me, that thing is serious, real.
It's very serious.
You know what I'm saying? Like I heard you earlier, like it'll make you want to give up what you love doing.
That's
because
right.
nobody's still behind you. But man, I tell you, man, a way people can reach us, man, Facebook, Step Up to Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, Step Up_Leadership. Again, that's Step Up_Leadership. If you want to go to LinkedIn, you can follow my name, Archibius Armstrong, on LinkedIn. That's Archibius Armstrong. And also, please visit the website. That's www.sutlnc.org. And that's www.sutlnc.org. And please support, donate, buy a t-shirt. But, man, the movement is real. The movement is definitely real.
It's definitely real. Definitely real. I don't want to let you go yet. I hope you got a couple more minutes to stay with me.
Yes, sir.
I want to play a clip. It's a clip from Dick Gregory. I want to get your reaction on it.
Okay.
And I want to know if you think that this is what our young black men or young black youth needs to here right now. Now,
okay.
My show is just as universal as your message. I do what I need to do for not just the black community, but all communities. But I do have a vested interest to make sure that my community get their stuff together.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to bring to them whatever it is that I need to bring to them to guide them and give them a little knowledge and discipline. But I'm going to play this clip, and I want you to tell me your thoughts on it, all right?
Okay.
All right, so here's the clip with Dick Gregory advice to young blacks?
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your children.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the floor of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. it's running rampant in middle-income white America because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you 90.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. What's your thoughts on
good.
That?
Oh, man. again, that is another person for many years who walked beside Martin Luther King. A lot of it's only a few pioneers who experienced that life with Dr. Martin Luther King. First and foremost, I have to take my hat off to Dick Gregory, because Dick Gregory is a very outspoken, honest, tell you like it is, regardless if you like it or not. But he said a lot. He said a lot. And I feel like here's my opinion on what Dick Gregory is saying. Something that I scream out every single day. I stand by it. When I go into the black communities, even though I can't make people want to be entrepreneurs, but we can present it to them. We can give them the direction, or we can give them the option. But our people, Brother James, our people are so washed up mentally. You can give them $1 million in their hand to start a business, they still will mess it up. You can give them a blueprint to be entrepreneurs, they will still mess it. That's the mentality. And here it is. I told a mother, she reached out to me, right? She reached out to me about mentoring her child. And I told her I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she was like, that's like 25 minutes. I said, yes, ma'am. That's a long ride. I said, isn't your child worth it? So it's not our youth. It's the parenting. It's the parenting that causes this, because the lack of knowledge and the lack of wisdom and those who know it's wrong, but they still support it. You know what I mean? They still support Arab opening up a business in their community. They still support a white person going to the community and open up a business, but they won't support the black people. Will that stop? That will never stop, because that took. Okay, if you listen, you just got finished listening to Dick Gregory, right? It was going on in the 60s. You get what I'm saying? So here it is, 50 years later, 50, 60, 70 years later, it's still going on. And it won't stop, because here it is. I talked to a person. The problem is, we have plenty black-owned businesses. They know about the tax write-offs. I have a nonprofit organization. I know about the tax write-off. But here's the problem: when people get resources, they don't want to share it. Okay. Now, the Caucasians or the Mexican or the Jews, they share all the information with their kind.
I've said that before.
You know what I'm saying? But we won't share information with each other, because, again, if you get ahead quicker than I get ahead, then I'm upset with it. But if I would have never told you the information, then you wouldn't be there. See, that's the mentality that we have. But, see, the white people don't have that mentality, James.
I know they don't.
And just
not to interrupt you, but just to say, I'm not mad at them for being like that.
Exactly, because we have. I'm telling you something. The government gives $3.7 million a year for nonprofits here in Charlotte. Here in Charlotte, every year, everybody know where to get it. Everybody know where to go to get this. Apply for it and present their nonprofit. But guess what? Some people are not going to give you the bells and whistles what you know you probably can get the money. They're going to tell you where you can go. But that, see, and that's the problem. See, we would rather spend every time a Jordan come out, and put on our kid's shoe instead of invest the money into an RA or a CD or something that can turn that money over for the kid when they do graduate high school or go to college. It's there for them. Or teach them how to start a business. We won't tell them that, but we're going to spend $200 on some sneakers with goes into the money of a man who is a black man and put that money into a prison for your child.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But see, the way the black community thinks, it's only a few. James, I'd be a hypocrite if I would be sitting here talking to you and act like I didn't think like that. I used to think like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd be a flat-out hypocrite and sit here and talk to you as though I never thought like that. Like I never carried a gun, like I never shot at the Arab store, didn't think it was cool, that I didn't walk around with a bunch of people, that I didn't do drugs. I would be a flat-out hypocrite if I didn't have the mentality that I used to have, and I think like a lot of people that's in the black community. I did. Now let's talk about the community and neighborhood. Here in Charlotte, we did a thing called Cops and Barbers Association. I was the guest speaker at three of these events. And at the last event, they stopped me. They didn't let me come back no more after the last event. And after the last event, I was tired. I was fed up. Because how can the mayor, the governor, the police department, the sheriff department, and all these powerful community leaders and all these people coming to these events talking about how can you bridge the gap between communication with law enforcement and community and policing and all this? And my last event, I made it plain and simple. Turn off the cameras. You said this earlier. You said this earlier when you were speaking. Turn off the cameras. Turn off the radio. Put up the newspapers, and let's talk for real. You see, everybody want to have a title when there's a camera in front of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, everybody want to be somebody special when there's a camera or any way they can get some type of publicity from it. But I told them plain and simple, this. I live in a community right now. And let me say this. I have three keys to my neighbor's house. I got neighbor come across the street. I got his car garage. I can get it in his house if I want to. I got my neighbor's kid next door. If they go out of town, I can watch their dogs or whatever. And they white. And I got my other neighbors alarm to their house. If anything happened, I can get in the house. That's a community. Now, a neighborhood where police the neighborhood. And here's my thing, what I told them. When the police come to our neighborhood, they speak and keep it moving. You know what I mean? We have community watch where I live at. But at the same time, we don't need the police to watch our community because we should watch our own community. We should look out for each other. But you know what I mean? We have the people in the black community. They don't want to talk to each other. And if something happened, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Why not? You live here.
Exactly.
This is where you live. And it's just the mentality of our people. So it goes deeper than entrepreneur. It goes deeper than racism. What about hatred towards each other? Where did that come from? The white people didn't plant that in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot that we want to always point at the white people, but what about pointing at ourselves?
That's one of the things that I've been telling my listeners on the show. Now, there was a point in time where we could point outside of our community for the state of our communities, but now that time is long come and gone. Our communities are our responsibility, and if we are okay with teenage prostitution, teenage pregnancy, high school dropout, drugs in our community, if we're okay with that, then it's not an outside problem, it's an internal problem. And we got to quit turning our heads to the internal problems and start assessing them and fixing them.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that that our listeners, Dick Gregory, and we teach a drug prevention program with Step Up to Leadership. We teach you between 17 to 20 different drugs. And out of all the drugs we educate, it's only one drug really pretty much the kids really engage in. It's marijuana. They think it's cool, they think it's fun, but they don't realize that marijuana has an effect.
That's right.
Look, let me tell you again, I would be a hypocrite to sit here and talk to you, act like I didn't pop pills and smoke marijuana.
Right.
And let me tell you something. Still to this day, I've been 12 years clean. and I still forget things. So that's the effect and side effects of this stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's what Dick Gregory is saying. Like, it's effects. It's stuff they're putting in this stuff, but as long as they promote it and as though it's cool, as long as they pat you on the wrist for getting caught. Let me tell you something. I don't support crime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out here breaking the crime, I don't care if you're white or black, you will pay the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You shall pay the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within that consequences that you have to pay, it's a lesson that you need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people don't get the lesson, so they become repeat offenders.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stop rooting, wearing T-shirts and picket signing and protesting about free people when they need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so, you know, I mean, we have not only a long way to go, but we have to start, and we have to start somewhere, and we have to start with serious people.
Right.
Serious people who's not just for show and not just trying to have something to tell people that you're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's Dick Gregory said a lot in like 3 or 4 minutes.
He said a whole lot.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
He did.
You're talking about reaching over some beer and wine just to get mayonnaise. I had to push away cocaine and drugs from out of my pants to get pants to wear for school in the morning when I was in elementary. I had to step over needles in the front of the yard before I go to school. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I had to see people that was not out or drunk or passed out in the living room. But you want to think that greatness can come from that when that child, all he sees is this? You know
right.
what I mean? So, I mean, we have a long way to go, but we have to start somewhere. We got to start
right.
somewhere. And I think here's the thing. What my program offers is self-development.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, again, if I give you $1 million, you wouldn't know what to do with it.
That's right.
But if I can teach you how to invest that $1 million, then give you the $1 million, then you'll know what to do with it. So I have to teach the inside, help you change the inside, and let you do the outside, and let you do the rest.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, man, and like I said, my goodness, Dick Gregory said a lot. I take my hat off to him. You know what I mean? It's something that I stand for, true leaders. I had an individual all the way from Orange County, California, message me. And guess what his position is in Orange County, Brother James?
What's that?
I want to say, I might mess up his title, but he is a defense. I mean, he works for the government, defense something, Jesus Christ. I'm having a brain freeze. But he has a higher position sitting around the big people. But here's a white man that told me this, brother. He said, Martin Luther King, if he was alive today, he'd be proud of what you're doing. He said, because everything that you're doing, you're standing for what Martin Luther King stood for. Togetherness, unity, love. You know what I mean? Development. You know what I mean? All of the things that this program offers, Martin Luther King stood for it. And I mean, when I hear that come from the opposite race, when you don't hear it come from your own race too much,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like that says a lot. You know what I mean? That says a whole lot, man. But
it does.
Man, again, I think the young people need to really get their mind wrapped up on things that can really help them and benefit them in the long run. And I think radio stations need to start exposing radio stations with this nonsense that they play, this nonsense that's helping to contaminate the community and these young black boys' brains. The school system is messed up where they're not even paying teachers to go into a school around 30 disrespectful kids in the classrooms clowning. You know what I mean? Clowning
exactly.
and disrupting the class. You know what I mean? When I was coming up, it was 2-3 class clowns in the classroom. Tops.
Exactly.
And I was one of the class clowns. But maybe I laughed. I may pass gas or something not that serious. But when you got 15 to 20 young individuals cussing, laughing,
yeah.
joking, disrespecting the teacher, but you expect for her to teach,
exactly.
it's impossible. But then you have our mothers and our fathers of the black community ready to run up to the school and jump on their kid's side when your kid's being disrespectful. So we're talking about education too. We're talking about the household. What about the mother who more worried about how she gonna get high or how she gonna turn up on a weekend in the club or how she more worried about updating her status on social media or about her she got guys in and out her house. So you gotta go to the house. So you gotta go. It's an all around thing. It's an all around
thing,
right, man. So man, I always tell people, if you wanna find out what the problem is of that child, go to the house.
That's right.
Go to the house. That kid probably stay with a grandmother or aunt. What a mother at? She ain't got her stuff together. So what
you absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's the household, man. It's the examples we set. If we set the right examples for them to follow, it gives them something to run with. It gives them something to say, you know what? It's tangible. That means that I'm not just hearing it. I really can grab a hold of this and make something of myself. That's what leadership is all about.
That's
you
right.
I mean?
That's right.
You know, so, man,
You said something really important a little bit ago about calling out and holding some of these people accountable, which, let me say real quick, welcome Chicago, Philly, Little Rock, Atlanta. Thank you guys for joining us. If you're just joining us, we're with Arkevious Armstrong. And he's talking about Step Up to Leadership Mentoring Program, something that he has gotten started in the Charlotte and Gaston County area, surrounding area. You guys, go back, listen to the show on demand for free, but continue to listen now. Thank you guys for joining us. But, Arkevious, you were saying something that was really, really important. You know, why do you think, now, do this math. Why do you think that I have this show and I have to go to stations like 100.7 FM, 1450 AM? Those are the stations that play my show in this area. But in Chicago, in Houston, in Miami, in Bakersfield, California, I'm on FM stations. Why do you think that they don't have me on PEG or 101.9 in Charlotte, North Carolina? It's because they can't handle what I'm about to expose to the young people. And they won't have mm-hmm. that stronghold on them with the negative influence that they put on the airwaves every day. They capture mm-hmm. the minds of our children and have our children leading astray, and even have our adults
mm-hmm.
leading astray also. So, yeah, you're right. It's time we start calling them out.
I would love to. I'd love to chime in on that. Power 98, 105 through the block. I think another one is called Jesus Christ. It's another one. I forgot the name of it. But here's the thing. I understand to have a job. I understand that. I understand you got to mm-hmm. provide for your family. And here's my problem. You come into the black community and portrayed to be this image of leaders or good examples and give kids this and play rap music, get them to do the nay-nay, get them to do the Fetty Wap, whatever dance it is they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not promoting education.
Exactly.
You're not promoting economic black development or whatever it is. You're not promoting that. So
exactly.
So, Why do they not have people like you or myself on there? Because again, we're gonna tell it like it is, regardless if they like it or not. So
exactly.
If I could present something to make them think otherwise than what they're promoting, then it puts them out of business.
Yep.
Power 98 reached out to me last year to do a block party at Irwin Center, and I took the challenge to do it, and I was so disappointed. And the reason why I was disappointed is because hundreds of people came out
mm-hmm.
to listen to rap music and to see the kids dance. But when you put something like what I have in a community, you might get 5 people show up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you're telling me you rather support what's actually causing damage to your child and the kids around the community. And because you put a nice beat to it, a ring to it, that it's good. But when something is an all-around great thing for your kid to develop the tools to excel, you don't want to support it.
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? Again, the problem is not the white people. It's the black people. See,
mm-hmm.
Dick Gregory, again, I take my hat off to him. I truly do. But what I need these people to start saying is we have to stop doing this to ourselves. We have
That's
to
right.
start wanting more for ourselves, because at the end of the day, no one is going to give you anything. No one is going to hand you anything. You have to take what you need to have. And I'm not saying take it in like a robbery. I'm saying take it. Create
That's
your
right.
own life. Create your own destiny. Create your own entrepreneurship. But the thing is, kids, we are branding these things in these kids' heads. It's okay to be a rapper. It's okay to be a basketball player. It's okay to be a football player. Why not promote to be the next entrepreneur, lawyer, doctor, architect, engineer, computer developer? I mean, why we ain't pushing these things? Because we're accepting our young black people to be average.
That's right.
Because the reason why we're pushing it to be average, because they are average thinkers.
That's right.
I mean, the parents, they are average thinkers. They okay with clocking in on somebody's punch clock. I mean, I clock in on somebody's clock every single day. I'll be clocking
yeah.
in a little bit. But at the end of the day, my mindset is saying, I'm ready to start my own thing.
That's right.
What can I create to start my own thing? So we have to start having that mentality before we start opening up businesses. Can we truly, like Dick Gregory say, but let me ask you, you say get 10 people open up a business. Black people can't even get 2 people to trust to try to open up anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That was one of my questions. When I got that, that was one of my questions I sent to Dick Gregory. It was, yes, you know, we can't get 2 black people to trust each other.
Okay.
But I will say this.
I got another one I want to say too. Go ahead.
If we change our circle, I tell the listeners all the time that if you're the smartest person in your circle, then you need to change circles.
Problem.
You need to change circles because you cannot possibly learn more if you're the smartest one of the group that you hang with or the one that you surround yourself with. You always surround yourself with people who know more than you, who is
yeah.
willing to give you the knowledge for free. And most of the time, it's people who are much older than you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have done.
And let me say this, Brother James, and the fact of the matter is this. If you really, and I always encourage kids, get around the people that you hang around with and analyze each individual one at a time. If
mm-hmm.
they're not growing, if they're not trying to do anything, it's time for you to move.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move with weight.
That's
you
right.
You can't move when you've got things attached to you. And those
that's
things
right.
that's attached to you usually be family, friends, addictions, habits.
Yep.
In order to really move, you have to break those things. You got to break away from those things.
That's right.
But I'm telling you something, man. I say this unapologetically and not to be so, as some people say, a sellout or a cop-out. And I'm going to say this. I've tried that black support black on, and I will still support my black people to the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really try to support black businesses, they either try to get over or they don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced it. I understand. I experienced it.
You know what I mean? And like if I believe in what I have wholeheartedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I take my business to somebody who don't take it seriously or
exactly.
don't see the vision? And I could take it to Antoine downtown who has a business, and I'm going to support my black businesses. And see, it's a trick. When people say support your black businesses, it's a trick. It's like a 50-50 or
mm-hmm.
it's like support, but he goes spend his money on drugs, or he goes to the club,
mm-hmm.
or he goes buy the latest shoes. So I'm not saying I'm gonna worry about where my money going, but here's the thing: if I'm gonna put myself around the right people, business minded
mm-hmm.
people, majority of the people that's business minded and serious are like the opposite cultures I am. They're white.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They can give you certain information black people don't know about. So when I do make it, I'm not afraid to tell somebody how I've done it. But here's the thing that I'm running across. People getting all this information from me, and they not doing nothing with it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's not about supporting black business. That's not the problem. It's about supporting people who really take it seriously.
So, I'll tell you quick. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you a quick story about it, and I know you got to go. I'll tell you a quick story. I understand where you're coming from. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my people. I love all people. I love my people. I want to see my people do right. I want to see them do better. And I understand where you're coming from. There's a lady that's going around town right now in Gastonia. She had a business. She wanted to do a commercial on the show. She done the commercial. We made the commercial. Then she stiffed me for me paying my voiceover people for the commercial. And tried to look at me like I was the wrong one for charging her. And, you know, and it's that sort of thing that leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I have met a very, very educated black gentleman who's happened to be my tax attorney. He's my tax attorney. And we started a new segment on the show with him and another young lady, and his name's B.D. Waddell, and he has accepted, you know, the flaws and the successes of the show, and with open arms. And you know, at first it's kind of like, man, can I trust him? Cause I don't know what's in store for me. But I had to dig deep within myself and say, look, when someone good, when God has put something by good in front of you, you'll know it. And
mm-hmm.
and I know it. And the brother is amazing. And you keep saying finances, and this brother specializes in finances. And I'm gonna link you two up, because like I said, he's doing a finance segment on the show now, which is really popping. And I want you to be involved with this artist festival I got coming up. I think that it will be a great opportunity to get more exposure about your program to the people, because there is a lot of people that turn up for my artist festivals, and they have been really successful. They could be more successful, but they have been really successful, because one of the things I do is I don't let negative music come to the artist festival. So you can bring them from ages 2 to 202, and you're not going to hear any negative music, because that's just my standards. But I think that what you're doing is way, way, way overdue. And I think that it's definitely something that is going to make our young people prepare them for what's ahead. Man, it's a hard road. Do people not understand what we're seeing in politics today is determining our state of living quality in the future? It's bad right now. It's bad. And if we don't prepare our young people to combat what is ahead for them, we setting them up for failure. And I don't want to be part of their failure.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
you're doing, I love it. What you're doing, I love it. And whatever you do, whenever you need this show as a platform, you got it.
Absolutely. Truly appreciate it, man. Truly appreciate it, man. I just want to say thank you, man, and to everybody who's listening. I hope you really heard everything that we were saying and we're talking about. I know people hear it a lot. They hear it often, but
mm-hmm.
it's time for people to really start listening and stop hearing. And I tell you, it's just a difference between hearing and listening, because we are in a position now that we can make some powerful changes. And
mm-hmm.
we have to stop sitting on our tails and waiting on people to make these changes and start getting up and start making the changes for ourselves.
That's
again,
right.
I grew up drug infested. I didn't have anything. And, you know, and that, like you said in the beginning, you know me for a long time. And, you know, and I had people in my family take me in and take care of me because of my situation with my mother.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I could have easily still had that mentality, but I had to self-educate myself. And that's what I really wanted to say before I leave. We have to start self-educating each other. And even if somebody don't give you the resources, you need to know within the back of your head there's some type of resources out there that I
mm-hmm.
can get a hold of you about whatever it is I'm trying to do. That's all you need to tell yourself. There's some type of resource out there. And see, the thing is, we don't want to research anything. We want somebody
mm-hmm.
to always give it to us. Nobody's not going to give you anything. You have to go out here and get it. You have to get it. But again, when we want to see this thing change, we first have to start with ourselves. We got to
mm-hmm.
start with ourselves before anything. Before I want to see anything, we got to start with ourselves. But, brother, you know, I enjoyed this. I really did, man. I really thank you for having me on. Man.
Oh, anytime. Anytime, brother. This platform is your platform. You let me know, and then we make it happen. But let's definitely get up after I'm off the air, maybe later this evening or tomorrow. I know you got to go in tomorrow when you get chance.
Yeah,
let's get up and let's strategize.
Oh, definitely, man.
So
definitely.
I appreciate you guys for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Mr. Arkivis Armstrong. You guys definitely need to check out what's going on with him. Any last words?
Man, again, let me just share my information before I go again. Please go to the website. You don't even worry about the www. Just type in Google or Internet, sutlnc.org. Again, that's sutlnc.org. Follow me on my personal page, and that's Arkivis Armstrong. Or if you want to go to the program page, and that's Step Up to Leadership. But again, I just want to just say thank you. And I really did enjoy this conversation, and I hope a lot of people was listening so they really can really get active. The key thing, you need to get active so you can get this thing in position for it to start happening. Nothing happens
That's
until
right.
you start doing the work. So
That's right.
You know, I'm not sick and tired of people marching and picking and talking about change, but you ain't doing nothing to go towards that. So, I mean, let's get to work, people.
That's
let's
right. That's right. That's right. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show. We will connect off the air and let's do a lot. What we need to do, get it going.
Most definitely, brother.
All right, peace.
All right, bro.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945, that is 7405. Guys, you are definitely live in the day with Jay, and I'm telling you, if you have listen to anything that this young man has said, then you're part of the deaf, dumb, blind that is the problem in our communities abroad. You better go back and listen to this show if you just join us on the show. You better go listen. We'll be right back after this. 347-945-7405. You guys are deaf, live.
Offspring, I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, master cut that got you over the hump. Plus it bumps, the speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna fake and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day, hey, how you doing, I'm just passing through, while all the while I'm checking my rear view. But any sudden moves, problems they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Real people, ENT, coming vicious off the ball, always raw. Yeah, my clique, we standing tall. Elevating, steady, regulating while you suckers fall. Middle fingers to the law. I don't show them no respect. I'm a certified vet. Step in water, you'll get wet. My piranhas all up on you. Heat you up just like a sauna. Choppers chopping, pistols popping. Every time we run up on you, never bother when there's problems. I just plot and stay calm. In the end, you'll be gone. Feel the wrath of Jay Dawn. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified vet. To the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set. Better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified vet. To the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set. Better show me some respect. Yo, it's Jay Dawn. Nashville, Tennessee, 615, Southside Thoroughbred Rider.
VB Spotted.
I'm dominating the game. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Coming live from the dirty, dirty, you heard me? Ha. Wordplay out this world. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified vet. To the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set. Better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified vet. To the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set. Better show me some respect.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I really want you to go back, listen to the show, tell some of your friends, go back, listen to the show. We're going to be making some smooth transitions with this show. I'm very, very excited. Sorry about that. I'm very excited that we are going to be going to another network. Along with this network, and we are going to be on another station outside of 1450 AM here. We're going to be on FM in the Gastonia, Charlotte area. So I'm excited about that. There's some more things that we got to really look forward to, but I can't let the cat out the bag yet. I will be letting you guys know what's going on in the near future. I mean, the next few weeks, that is. I'd like to take time now and thank my guest, Ms. Arkevious Armstrong. Guys, go check out his organization. You definitely want to go www.sutlnc.org, and you know, I think that you will really, really be surprised and happy with everything that's going on. So I want to tell you this: I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because He gives it to me each and every day. And I want to say that I'll see you, hopefully, it's Lord's will, again tomorrow. You guys have definitely live today. Okay, peace.
Cool J.